Biden administration announces menstrual hygiene day for a hashtag period friendly world. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 29, 2024. The U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, announced a holiday called Menstrual Hygiene Day, a day that is aimed at creating a period-friendly world for menstruators. In a post on X, the DOL shared a link to a blog post about Menstrual Hygiene Day and five ways that employers can make their workplaces menstruation-friendly for menstruators. To commemorate this Menstrual Hygiene Day, the Women's Bureau is breaking down the stereotypes and stigmas that have made menstruation a taboo topic in the workplace, the DOL's blog post read. Menstruation is a natural part of half our population's life, and yet it has been overlooked in the context of work. Perhaps because it is seen as a personal issue or uncomfortable to discuss. The DOL added that the discussion of women's menstruation being seen as taboo has led to a lack of understanding about the impacts of menstruation, such as dealing with premenstrual syndrome, unexpected or heavy bleeding, or pain from cramps, headaches or migraines while at work. In the blog post, the DOL lists the five ways employers can create a menstrual-friendly workplace for their employees. Provide a sufficient supply of varied period products in bathrooms and ensure menstruators can access products privately. Allow flexibility in uniforms, with options in dark colors to ensure menstruators do not need to worry that an unexpected period or heavier flow will lead to noticeable stains. Allow scheduling and work flexibility such as telework, flexible work hours or shift modifications. Guarantee access to paid sick leave, provide explicit guidance that menstruation is a qualifying condition for the leave, whether for symptom management or for related medical appointments, and ensure that employees and their managers are aware these are allowable reasons to use sick leave. Educate and train workers and managers about the symptoms of menstruation and how they can impact employees at work, and include support services for menstruation in any employee assistance program offered. In response to the DOL's post, several people commented on the usage of the word menstruators instead of women. Does Biden go around calling women menstruators? That's pretty creepy, Tim Carney, a columnist with the Washington Examiner, wrote in a post on X. Pro tip: only women menstruate, Derek Hunter, a columnist with Town Hall, wrote. If you bleed out of your penis once a month, or even ever, get to the hospital immediately. You're welcome. Abigail Jackson, the communications director for Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, wrote, I believe the word they're looking for is women. The DOL's announcement of Menstrual Hygiene Day comes a month after the Biden administration's Department of Education changed the federal Title IX rules, taking out a large portion of what former President Donald Trump had added. Under the revamped Title IX rules, sexual discrimination is described as discrimination that is based on gender identity and a person's sexual orientation. Schools are also not allowed to separate students based on sex. In 2021, the Biden administration removed the word mother and replaced it with the term birthing people in the White House's budget proposal for the 2022 fiscal year, according to Newsweek.